Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. The Reverend Dr. Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. For what thanksgiving can we return it to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God. As we pray most earnestly at night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The church in Thessalonica, well, it's been going through some pretty difficult stuff. This newly formed church preached to and catechized to an extent, as we find out, by Paul, Silas, and Timothy, was experiencing firsthand the reality of bearing burdens and having trials and tribulations, the ones that Christ himself has spoken of. This church was learning firsthand that the Christian life, well, it's hard. There's pain, there's misery, there's suffering. Paul writes in the previous chapter that their own countrymen were turning against them. It was certainly not the popular thing at all to be a Christian in Thessalonica. And the persecution there got so bad that Paul himself was driven out. So what was to become of this newbie church? Because on all accounts, the church in Thessalonica, it should wither and die, right? So new, so much hardship, so much persecution. And Paul, out of his love and out of his concern for his brothers and sisters in the faith, he can't bear to not know what's going on with them any longer, so he sends Timothy to check in and see what has become of this church. And a report that Timothy sends back to Paul, well, it's nothing short of a miracle. Because in light of this trouble, in light of her affliction, in light of her persecution, Timothy reports that this new church has persevered, and they are, as Timothy says, standing fast in the Lord. Now, what Paul laments in our reading for today is the separation that he has from them. Again, because of that persecution. Paul writes that he is longing to see them and that he prays night and day that we may see you face to face. Separation is never ideal. Separation, as we know, can cause problems in relationships. And as St. Paul writes in the previous chapter again, Satan is really the one behind separation. Now, today in our world, we're told that things like FaceTime and Zoom can help mitigate separation, make it easier. And we're tempted to think that our situation is different, aren't we, than the Thessalonians? Because of technology, because we aren't being persecuted to the point of death that we have to flee from St. Louis, there is a temptation for us to lose the zeal that comes from being face to face that Paul and this new church in the Thessalonians desire and pray for in this letter. Because for us today, let's face it, being face-to-face is inconvenient. It takes time, planning. It's not viewed by our society as being efficient. It takes time for you to gather here this morning at 10 o'clock to hear God's word. But we know when we're not face-to-face that something is missing. Something that FaceTime calls can't capture, even though the very name FaceTime tries to tell us otherwise. There is something incomplete. There is something that us being face-to-face with one another in the flesh is missing. Again, being separated from one another is never ideal. God himself would not stand for such separation. When Adam and Eve rebelled against his holy law and ate of the fruit of the tree, their relationship with God, humanity's relationship with God, was severed. No longer could man walk freely and speak with the Lord as Adam and Eve once did. No longer could man look directly into the face of God without fear and trembling of almost certain death. And we see throughout the Old Testament, God uses priests to act as intercessors on behalf of the people. Since the people themselves are separated from his holy presence due to sin. So this is exactly why the Father sends the Son incarnate, meaning in the flesh, to come, to restore us, to save us from our sins, to save us from our uncleanliness that separated us from God. Yes, the Father sends the Son, flesh to flesh, face to face, to die a physical death that was meant for you and for me, and to restore that separation, to be the all-atoning sacrifice, so that curtain and temple is torn into, that separation between man and God is torn down, so that we, through Christ, are restored in all holiness, innocence, and blessedness, our lives very covered by the very blood of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the true faith. This is the word that Paul, Silas, and Timothy were teaching to the Thessalonians, teaching them face to face before fleeing the land due to persecution. St. Paul emphasizes in our text for this morning that the catechesis of this newfound church needs to continue, that there are things needed to be said face-to-face to supply, as St. Paul puts it, what is lacking in their faith. The catechesis in the faith that they'd already received from St. Paul before he was forced to flee the city, that is what they're clinging on to, that gospel message in Christ Jesus, standing fast in the Lord, as Timothy reported. Yet, as Christians we know this, there is always still more to learn. Paul emphasizes that this catechesis, this additional instruction and teaching, needs to happen face to face in the flesh. Yes, Scripture is sufficient in itself. As the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to create and sustain faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, just as he did with the Thessalonians, and just as he does with you and with me, with the preaching and hearing of that Word of God. And in this, as we know, the Lord sends forth pastors, deaconesses, faithful Christians to share this Word of God with those whom the Lord places and entrusts into their lives. Yet when it comes to teaching, there is something about that face-to-face, that in-person catechesis, that is so very essential. It's those hallway conversations. It's those disputations over a meal, over what was just taught. It's that wrestling with your instructor and fellow students outside the classroom that is so integral of the learning process, of that spiritual formation in the faith. This, of course, results in the longing that St. Paul has to see the Thessalonians face to face And of course, to have that joyful reunion in Christ, that being flesh to flesh, face to face with another Christian brings. This morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice. Because truly Christ has restored your relationship with the Father. And today, our Savior comes to you in the most intimate of ways, with the bread and wine in his Holy Supper, that is Christ's true body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of your faith, for you to eat and drink bodily in the flesh. Christ has blessed us with pastors to teach us, to preach his word to us, to hear our confessions and absolve us from all of our sins in his stead. Is it more time-consuming, more, as the world would say, inefficient and inconvenient to gather together in person, to gather face-to-face with the community of saints, to learn and to grow with one another in the flesh? According to our world standards, probably. Yet, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are an incarnational church. We are an in-the-flesh church, clinging to the salvation that Christ has won for us on the cross. As we gather together as that community of saints, we look forward to Christ's second coming. We will all be reunited with all the company of heaven, again, in the flesh. And we pray with St. Paul that the Lord will strengthen our hearts so that we will continue to be blameless and holy in the presence of God our Father when our Lord comes again. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.